Okay.
So I guess I would just ask, do you plan on operating higher than
our operating pressure is usually around that range. Now, okay. It does allow for up to the 740 PSI. We do hydrostatically test that line well above that 740 to ensure that it would be able to handle anything we put on that.
Okay.
But we do put that cap on it because of our flanges and everything else that make it 700-foot consistent.
Okay.
Okay. And I see, and you have double-walled pipes and all of that, because I believe that was another issue with the...
So that was one of the questions that we had, and we discussed actually at the water meeting, was the kind of definition of double wall. So double wall in the pipeline world, I can't say that it doesn't exist, but in our extensive research, we have not been able to find anything that's actually double wall. So what we've done is we've actually increased the thickness of that piping to make sure we provided the Barlow calculation, which I'm not sure how many of you have seen that yet, but had an actual external third-party engineering firm provide that Barlow calculation to show that we're 5 times over the requirement of DOT 95 for the wall thickness of that pipe.
Yeah, was that 50,000?
Yes.
PSI was the rate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sir.
All right.
2,000.
So you're running it, it says in the literature that I read anyway, you're running it at 750, not 250, right?
No, sir. No, not necessarily running it. We have the opportunity to get that high if pressure starts to rise on the system.
Right.
However, normal operating pressure on the majority of these lines, especially the 4 inches, usually stay in the realm of 200 to 300 pounds.
Yeah. The ordinance is it has a maximum operating pressure of they have a maximum operating pressure of 740, but the normal working pressure is at 250, according to Oryx, after our discussion.
And that's what we set our safeguards at, like the kill switch and the PSVs, to make sure that we do not go above.
Okay. Further question from the council? Thank you.